Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he'll name a panel soon to help him vet and select a running mate. Biden says he intends to name a woman, which has led to buzz around a number of potential candidates, including Senator Elizabeth Warren.
If he asked you to be his running mate, would you say yes?
Yes.
That was Warren responding to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC last week. So this morning, WBUR's Anthony Brooks examines the case for a Warren vice presidential candidacy.
Warren's emphatic yes to the VP question came the day she endorsed the former vice president. In that same interview, she said that over the years, she's talked a lot with Biden about policy, and that after she ended her presidential bid last month, those conversations resumed.
We both want the same thing. We want this country to work, and we want it to work for everyone. So I'm in this fight to help in any way I can.
Including signing on as his running mate. Other names include Senators Kamala Harris of California and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, as well as Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Stacey Abrams, who ran for governor of Georgia. But Julian Zelizer, a political historian at Princeton University, says Warren stands out among the contenders.
She was literally the policy planner. She's incredibly sophisticated and intelligent in terms of dealing with issues, and she has a lot of experience. She, more than any of the other candidates, exudes that.
Zelizer says, most important, the current pandemic and economic crisis make Warren's many plans and policy priorities more urgent than ever.
And that's the economic problems and insecurities of the middle class, from credit to debt to health care and pensions. This is her signature issue.
I mean, I think she's on a very, very short list, for sure.
That's Marianne Marsh, a Democratic political consultant in Boston. She points out that Warren has already been vetted as a possible VP candidate by Hillary Clinton in the last election. Walsh says among Warren's strengths, she could help Biden broaden his appeal.
That, I think, would be a big signal to the left and progressives. The fact is, short of Bernie Sanders, most Sanders people would welcome her on the ticket.
Warren might help Biden build a bridge to progressives, but she's most popular with highly educated female suburban voters and hardly the choice of all progressives. For example, here's Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, who was a key Sanders supporter, speaking recently to Politico.
I'm encouraged that Biden has said that he wants a woman of color to be his vice president. And I think it would be encouraging if Biden also picked someone who is a little bit more progressive that could push him.
Many progressives want Biden to pick someone like Stacey Abrams, who missed becoming Georgia's first African-American governor by a whisker, and who says she'd make, in her words, an excellent running mate. Biden says he wants someone who he's, quote, simpatico with. And he's not always seen eye to eye with Warren. The two sparred over bankruptcy reform back in 2005, and Warren was quick to use that against Biden when he entered the race.
At a time when the biggest financial institutions in this country were trying to put the squeeze on millions of hardworking families, Joe Biden was on the side of the credit card companies.
Early in the campaign, Biden suggested that Warren had what he called a my way or the highway approach to politics that was condescending to millions of Democrats. There's also the question of whether a liberal Harvard professor from Massachusetts gives Biden his best chance of winning. Here's Peter Ubertasio, a political scientist at Stonehill College.
You know, really, any Democrat from Massachusetts is going to be tagged as an out-of-touch liberal. There's no getting around that. She's also a lightning rod for those who oppose her.
But Ubertasio says Warren's experience and her army of small donors and supporters make her one of several strong choices for Biden. Yet he points out that vice presidential picks rarely add that much in terms of an electoral boost. But if Biden were to pick Warren or any highly qualified running mate, it would create some momentary buzz and excitement that could help Biden with his biggest challenge right now, how to break through and be seen as he continues to run for president in the midst of a pandemic from his basement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.